one of the things that Maslow taught me that was really helpful to me was this hierarchy of needs that he talks about. Okay, and everybody who reads Maslow knows that he's most famous for his hierarchy of needs. But they don't understand it, most people, because they haven't really immersed themselves in Maslow as I did for a big part of my life. The needs go like this. At the very bottom of this is like a triangle, it's a pyramid. At the very bottom, at the base of the pyramid, are your basic needs. And these needs are for food and for shelter and for air and for the basics to keep you alive. Then you move up this pyramid, which comes to a point up here, and you have different levels of needs that human beings have, the need for belonging, the need for loving. And then you get up a little further, and it's like the need for beauty appreciation and the need to have a sense of independence and a sense of belonging and a sense of identity and who you are. And then is spiritual awakening. And then the very top is this thing called self-actualization, or what I call no-limit living, which is where you become to your own life like a great painter is to his or her creation. You're shading it and shaping it exactly the way you want it to go. You are a creator of your life rather than a reactor to other people's lives. And you're seeing the world as it is, not as you would like it to be. Now, the irony of this is, because I've done a lot of work with the Hunger Project and trying to end world hunger and so on, is that if you look at the very bottom, where people are starving to death because they don't have their basic needs of food met, and they're starving, and it's happening in the third world, it's happening in Ethiopia, and droughts in Africa and Bangladesh and places like that. And you find that these people who have no food because they're deprived of these basic needs are just starving. And then you find that there are people who can go through this whole ladder. That is, they can have their basic needs met, and then they can have their needs for individuality and their needs for beauty appreciation and spiritual awakening, and finally get up to this top place up here, which is self-actualization. Total no-neurosis living, total present moment involved, purpose, excitement, no need for approval, all of the kinds of qualities. And you find that these people, when you get to this place called self-actualization, can actually go without food, can fast, and live. Whereas if they were down here and they didn't have that food, they would die. Here they can even live on less food and still make it and live at a very high level. In Hermann Hesse's great novel, his parable, Siddhartha, Siddhartha is talking about hunger, and they're asking him about hunger. And he said, what good is fasting, they said. And he said, I can laugh at hunger. I can laugh at it. Down here, you can't laugh at it. With enlightenment, you can actually laugh at it and not even have it matter, not even have it affect you in your life, in a starvation sense. So that all human beings, if they can get these various needs met, purpose and meaning and integrity and then beauty appreciation, and then that spiritual awakening, which means that you begin to understand that it isn't something outside of you that is going to give you peace or happiness in your life. When the Pharisees asked Jesus, you know, where is the kingdom of heaven? His response was, the kingdom of heaven is within. It is not a place you get to, that you arrive at. It is a way of life. And when you get that and understand that and live these principles, you become your purpose and it becomes you. You become love and it becomes you. You don't pray to God to do things for you. You are not afraid to be God, that is to live as God inside of you and to see that we're all one, we're all part of this thing.